Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
So, Garrett, we're starting off this afternoon with news of filmmaker Alexander Payne.
Yeah, I like Alexander Payne.
Well, Sideways was great.
Sideways,
yeah.
Sideways, good. About Schmidt, yeah, as well. Really liked that one.
And
Nebraska.
Then,
and then Downsizing.
Kind of hasn't happened much
no,
of late.
No, it didn't do much for him. And yeah, not much at the box office, not much with critics. But he now is getting mentioned, been involved with a remake of a 1988 film, Babette's Feast.
Oh, well, now, great film. Yeah. Oh, so, do you want to mess with it? I don't know. It's one
well,
of those.
We have encountered this on how many occasions when discussing, you know, the revisiting of films.
Yeah.
So he's apparently agreed to direct the film. It will hail from his new production company, Unique Features. So I suppose he's got a bit of control around this. He was previously linked, actually, to an Emma Stone, Ralph Fiennes-led film called The Menu.
No.
And also another project, Mads Mikkelsen-led it. But they lost the rights to that, Netflix, so it fell apart. So I suppose he's in need to move on to a project, because it was 2017 that we had Downsizing.
Yeah,
so
okay,
good filmmaker, but yeah, always...
New project needed.
Yeah,
there.
But always dicey stuff when you move to something that people liked and
yes,
a film that has, you know, good reviews. Can you remake it that it's worthwhile remaking?
Exactly. It? That's always the question you need to ask. Now, Martin Scorsese has enjoyed great success with The Irishman, and I suppose it's a case of what do you do next?
What do you do next? Well, I mean, he's made some amazing films,
yeah,
and he has a hunger to keep going. So Killers of the Flower Moon is going to be his next project, which will begin filming.
Sounds like
in
a light romance,
March.
Yeah.
It's, well, it's set in 1920s.
You're
it's
right,
a story that focuses on a string of murders and members of the Osage Nation in Oklahoma after oil was discovered beneath their land. The series of slayings is one of the fledgling FBI's first major homicide investigations. Leonardo DiCaprio is going to be back working.
Brilliant. Well,
with
that's
Marty
good
on this. He took a hiatus on his last two films, but this will be their sixth film together.
Well,
it's
they
based,
work well.
Yeah, they do work really well together. It's based on a novel by David Gran, Oscar-winning scribe Eric Roth is adapting the screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good news that,
yeah,
you know, I don't know. We don't know if like it's going to be, are Netflix going to swoop in again that they liked the notion of releasing and owning The Irishman.
Yeah.
Or they want Marty again. Hard to know, but it's definitely going to be his next project.
All right. Now, WeWork.
WeWork. So this one caught my eye when I was reading it because there is a film going to be about WeWork. This is the American commercial real estate company that designs and builds physical and virtual shared spaces and offices services for entrepreneurs and technology startups. You might say, well, where is the film in this? Well, the company tried to go public this summer, but when it had to disclose its paper in August ahead of the IPO, they faced intense scrutiny of the finances and leadership from investors and the media. So what happened pretty much overnight is that their valuation went from $47 billion down to $10 billion. They ended up accepting a bailout from SoftBank in October. So this film is going to deal with the sort of interweaved lives and ambitions of the WeWork creator and the CEO as well. It's been penned, the script for Jay Roach. Jay Roach did a movie called Bombshell recently, and the writer of that has now penned this. This
okay
is Charles Randolph. So he's been known for, as I said, Bombshell and Love and Other Drugs.
Oh,
and
yeah,
The Interpreter as well. So it sounds like a good premise for a movie and a very current one as well.
Indeed, we will keep an eye on that one. Now, are we getting another Planet of the Apes, Garrett?
It seems like we are.
Do we need another Planet of the Apes?
Oh my word. I mean, you just thought, I mean, the last set of this of the trilogy was very good.
Very good.
I
now, Wolf Planet of the Apes was a great last one, all right, yeah.
Yeah, it made $1.68 billion.
No, they're
worldwide.
Well done.
So they were well done. And of course, we had the original film series back in 68. But yes, they're talking about the Maze Runner director, Wes Ball, to develop the next sort of series of franchise movies in this. And of course, that's what every studio is looking for. Not just looking for the one hit, they want franchises.
Yes.
They want to be able to build this IP so that they can, you know, set on a process of, I suppose, spending lots of money on the advertising and making sure that the audience know what they're going to get. So I think they're in good hands here with Wes Ball. He's had The Maze Runner trilogy were quite successful. It grossed just under $1 billion at the worldwide box office. So he looks like the person who's going to be taking this forward, and we will have another Planet of the Apes franchise.
Okay, now the banker issue.
Well, if you remember a couple of weeks ago, I picked this out as a trailer watch. I said, take a look at this.
Yeah.
Looks like a good movie. And it's going to be on Apple. So this was Apple's attempt to launch a sort of an original film. Anyway, it's run into a bit of bother because the film was set to be at the closing night film at the recent AFI Festival.
Mm-hmm.
It was pulled, however, just a couple of days before the screening following some allegations in relation to Bernard Garrett Jr., the film's co-producer and the son of the main character, Bernard Garrett Sr., played by Anthony Mackie in the film. Anyway, Cynthia Garrett alleged that she and her sisters, that there was abuse involved by their half-brother. And this has just sort of blew up a storm around the film. There was a sort of statement now out signed by cast and crew saying that they'd like the movie to be released.
Mm.
Apple have had to release a statement as well. And they just bought this film.
Yeah.
They bought this film to be on their platform. And they thought it would be a good one. Obviously, they liked the movie. But they've said that they don't know, their plans at the moment is on hold
okay.
as to what they're going to do with it. So it's amazing with a true life story.
Indeed.
How, after script and development, I think another one of the issues is that you know, they were never contacted by the filmmakers.
Okay.
So they probably feel aggrieved in some way. So we'll see where that one
yeah.
goes.
All right. You have some casting news for us this afternoon.
Yeah, this is I think fans of 30 Rock and Curb Your Enthusiasm will be kind of happy with this because there's a lot of the key actors from those shows set to appear in a new murder mystery comedy series called The Mapleworth Murders.
Mm-hmm.
And this is to be on the soon to be launched streaming service Quibi. Can you keep up with all these services that are
no,
out
I can't.
There? Well, obviously, it just means content coming our way. But created by and starring SNL veterans Paula Pell and John Lutz, the show is a send-up of small-town crime shows, kind of like Murder, She Wrote. It stars Pell as a mystery writer, Abigail Mapleworth, who solves crimes in her quaint hometown of New Woodstream. So I think each episode is going to feature guest victims and suspects
okay.
and stuff like this. So you're going to have the likes of Tina Fey, Andy Samberg, all sort of starring in this on different episodes. Claire Scanlon is directing. Sounds like a good one.
Yeah,
and
well, the casting is good, isn't it? Yeah,
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 that's
exactly.
A short form streaming service, so there'll be all little short episodes.
Very good. What trailer should we check out online?
So a trailer we should look at is, I suppose, Marvel's attempt to see, will this spin-off work now that the Avengers is all done with? And we had the release of the trailer for Black Widow, which stars Scarlett Johansson.
She's in everything at the moment, isn't she?
She is, yeah. What a busy time
yeah.
for her. Florence Pugh also stars in this, Rachel Weisz, David Harbour, Willem Hurt, and rumoured that Robert Downey Jr. is going to be in it as well.
It's a strong cast. I mean, just to look at the trailer and see Scarlett Johansson and Florence Pugh together, I mean, super actresses.
A lot of action,
yeah.
And obviously these sort of spin-off movies, there's a bit of nervousness around them as to will they work or not. But yeah, it's going to open May 2020, but if you cannot wait till then, check out the trailer for Black Widow.
Well, let's come to new releases in our cinemas this weekend, kicking off with Ordinary Love.
What's going to happen if I've got cancer?
There's no point in saying it like that, no. You don't know. You can't do anything until you know.
I know I've got it.
So you're a doctor now?
You don't have to be a doctor to know things like that.
Yes, you do.
I know that 3 is closer to 5, and I know I've got breast cancer.
Okay. Well, what are you going to do now?
I know.
Correct. Because you can't do anything because you don't know.
That is Ordinary Love. Liam Neeson and Leslie Manville, both excellent in it, I thought. Great, great performances. And lovely to see Liam Neeson actually in a non-action role for a change. It's a hard watch. It's a cancer story. So, you know, it's tough enough watch, but lovely to see the two of them on the screen together.
And done quite well, actually, on the festival circuit so far as well, and getting a lot of attention. Be interesting to see, will either of them feature when the sort of awards categories come around
yeah,
as well?
Yeah, no, they're both good in it.
Strong performances on screen from both of them. So that is Ordinary Love.
Yes, we have two releases now this weekend, both Honey Boy and Motherless Brooklyn, directed by actors, guys.
Yeah, this is interesting. So the first, Honey Boy, young actor's stormy childhood and early adult years as he struggles to reconcile with his father and deal with his mental health. This is Shia LaBeouf, who is directing and also starring in. Lucas Hedges also stars in this movie. He's an interesting character, Shia LaBeouf. You know, we hear a lot about him at times in terms of, you know, how edgy he can be at
yeah,
times,
yeah.
But actually he chooses really interesting roles. and he's been, you know, quite an interesting character, an actor to watch in terms of those roles that he's chosen. And now, obviously, behind in the director's chair in a very personal story here. And then Edward Norton is the director in the director's chair for Motherless Brooklyn. This is set in 1950s New York. A lonely private detective afflicted with Tourette's syndrome ventures to solve the murder of his mentor and only friend. Alec Baldwin, William Dafoe also starring in that movie, as is Edward Norton as well. And just to mention now, two other films on limited releases, a movie called Solid Gold, that's a political sort of drama, but we've got an Irish movie called The Last Rite, which is...
No, we spoke about this a few weeks ago. Yeah,
we had this as a trailer watch. Yeah. So this is basically a guy's on a flight from New York to Ireland. He's home for a funeral, but the person who's sitting beside him actually dies, and he becomes...
Jim Norton.
He has to look after the burial and everything as well. And so it sort of creates this road movie as well. So, and Lexi Valgar starring in it as well. So The Last Rite is also on release. So that's a good selection of
that
movies.
That is a good selection.
Weekend.
Okay. And what TV movie are you recommending this week?
Yeah, I like this movie. This is Jessica Chastain starring in... As Elizabeth Sloan, actually, she's a formidable lobbyist taking on the most powerful opponent in her career. She finds winning may come at too high of a price. It's very slick. It's a good film. Mark Strong also starring it. It's actually on tonight on RT2 at 9:25. That's Miss Sloan.
Thanks, Gareth.
Thank you.